want to speak directly to the person who took the quiz and received a Wayfarer result. You may have felt one of two things. The first is recognition. Yeah, that's exactly it. I've never had language for this before, but that's precisely where I am. The second is mild disappointment. Everyone else got something interesting, definitive. Alchemist, vessel, the initiate, the adept. I got in between. That's not really an archetype. That's just not knowing. If you felt the second thing, I want to say something clearly before we go any further. The Wayfarer result is not the quiz failing to place you. It is a position I see more often than you would think. One of the more precise and more frequently misread locations on the healing grid. And the in-between state it describes is not a neutral waiting room. It matters because it's a position that can be genuinely transitioned or it can become sophisticated avoidance. From the outside, they can look almost the same. And one of the main jobs of this episode is to help you see the difference. These archetypes are really positions, not permanent identities. The goal is movement, not to gain a new label. And the Wayfarer result is a description of where you are right now, not who you are. In this episode of Ask Dr. Gill, I want to discuss the Wayfarer and what that position means for many of you out there. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkelman. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the Wayfarer because it's a position that kind of, if you think about it, it's almost like it's in the middle or the center of the healing grid that I've created. On capacity, it is usually neither depleted nor resourced. So it can go either way. And there are limits, but there's also reserves. Both are present simultaneously. And clinically, this could play out as someone who can exercise, but if they go over a certain amount, then they feel depleted, as an example. On the orientation axis, Wayfarers are neither purely symptom-focused, nor are they fully transformationally oriented. They want practical improvement, and maybe they sense something else pulling them that the practical framework doesn't always fulfill within them. In my clinical experience, this position appears when someone's beginning to understand their own healing is actively changing. The old framework, whatever it was, no longer accounts for what they're experiencing, but the new one hasn't formed yet either. The gap is the Wayfarer's specific location, and it produces a particular set of behaviors that are worth naming directly. So oftentimes, when people start more on the biochemical end, they bought supplements and then they stopped taking them, or even if they were helping, by the way, or they have researched three different practitioners and then never follow through and call any of them. Or they've been saying, I'm preparing for change longer than the change would have taken. Many of these Wayfarers have attended workshops. They've genuinely opened something. And then 3 months pass without any follow-on on actually changing anything. Or they have 12 tabs open on their browser related to healing, and none of them involve actually doing anything. These aren't character failures. They are patterns that are recognizable when someone's nervous system is transitioning. And I want to name them concretely because this episode will only be useful if we understand honestly what the Wayfarer position can become when it stays in that place too long. Some people can stay here for years, 5 or 10 years, in a transitional state, not because they're not trying, but because uncertainty gradually becomes their identity. The searching itself becomes the stabilization. And at that point, the in-between is no longer a crossing, it's where they're living. The nervous system can become addicted to the search. At a certain point, the crossing itself becomes a protective mechanism. We'll come back to how to tell the difference. First, let's talk about what's happening in the body when someone is in this state. Now, it's important to understand something. Sustained uncertainty has a cost. It's not just discomfort. Time, relationships, energy that doesn't get directed properly, decisions that don't get made. It's worth naming because the wayfarer's intelligence can sometimes be used to make the cost feel meaningful rather than to actually end it. And this is part of that addiction that's happening. So let's talk about what's happening in the body. The nervous system's primary job is actually prediction. It builds models of what to expect in the world, in relationships, in the body, and it runs those models continuously to keep you safe and functional. Knowing whether something is a snake or a rope is what allows for survival. And you've seen how animals can react to things such as snakes because that's part of their nervous system. That's what's in their system to allow for survival. When the model is stable, the nervous system operates really efficiently. When the model is changing, though, when old patterns no longer fully predict experience and the new ones haven't formed, the nervous system works harder. And holding that uncertainty, it becomes complex. And there's a complex relationship that starts to form in the body. On the one side, the uncertainty activates mild threat responses. The body stays alert. Decisions cost more energy. There's a low-grade fatigue that doesn't resolve the way ordinary tiredness does. You can wake up tired even after a good night's sleep. You can feel activated and wired after healing conversations, then crash. You alternate between genuine excitement about where you're going and exhaustion you can't fully explain. Or your body seems to say yes to a direction while the mind finds reasons to delay. These are not psychological weaknesses. In my clinical experience, these are recognizable signs of a system carrying too much uncertainty for too long. On the other side, there's something real in the wayfarer's openness. In my experience with people entering structured healing work, the ones who shift most significantly often arrive in the wayfarer position. Not because they're more evolved, but because the old pattern has already loosened. Something in them is still open, and the new experience can still be received. In my experience with people entering structured healing containers, the kind of work Rewrite the Signal does, the people who shift most significantly are often people who arrive in the wayfarer position. Not because they're more evolved, but because they're already oriented towards reorganization. The system is searching. Searching systems often are receptive symptoms, but the receptivity has a window and it doesn't stay open indefinitely. Which brings us to the question at the center of this episode, is the wayfarer's transition genuine movement or has it become a holding pattern? Let's take a quick break and on the other end of the show, we're going to talk about this and the loop that can happen and how to recognize it. So stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And before we get back into the talk about the Wayfarer, I want to remind people, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email them to info@askdrgill.com. And I look forward to hearing whatever you have to say or ask. I get back to pretty much everybody. So thank you. All right. So we're talking about the Wayfarer and the position that can happen and whether the person is genuinely transitioning or stuck in a loop. Let me tell you about someone I've worked with, and I'll just call him David. That's not his real name. David spent at least 4 years researching different healing modalities, functional medicine, somatic therapy, breath work, nervous system work. He had read more about healing than many practitioners I know in different areas. And what was interesting is every framework he tried gave temporary relief, a sense of finally understanding what was happening, and then he would plateau. And so then he would go searching for the next thing. What David had discovered without naming it this way was that the searching itself became the stabilization. It was like his identity. It gave him relief, not healing, but relief. It was the symptom management. The almost knowing kept him moving without requiring him to arrive. And arrival was what actually scared him, not because he didn't want to heal, but because the healing meant an accountability and a loss of identity. Healed meant no more cover story for the life he hadn't yet built, but it also was completely unfamiliar to who he thought himself to be. His uncertainty was not a question looking for an answer. It was a strategy. The loop looks like crossing, but it's actually circling. The person moves towards commitment, to a healing path, a relationship, a direction, and then at the threshold of real arrival, quietly pulls back and gets back in line. A reason the timing isn't right, a reason that this particular approach isn't quite right, they don't like the practitioner, they think that the supplements or whatever it is are causing side effects, and so they go back to the beginning. The question that distinguishes crossing from circling is this. Is the not knowing moving? Is something clarifying even slowly? What was the central question 6 months ago? Is it the same question now? Or is it sharpened to something more specific? Has a direction that once seemed possible quietly revealed itself as right or wrong? Productive uncertainty leaves traces. It changes the shape of the question even when it hasn't yet delivered the answer. Static uncertainty returns you to the exact same place, as if the intervening months left no mark or little mark. The Wayfarer's work is not to resolve the uncertainty before moving. It is to stay honest about whether the uncertainty is a question or a resonance. Now, having named this shadow piece directly, I want to name what is genuinely available in this position, because the Wayfarer does carry real gifts, not as spiritual elevation, but as clinical assets. So the first gift is that they're still changeable. The Wayfarer can still be changed by an encounter. They're not completely fixed. A conversation, a moment, a room, a truth that lands at the right time. People who've been in the same identity structure for 20 years can shift in a second. Usually it takes longer than that. When transition opens them and they find the right container, not because they finally worked hard enough, but because the old attachment loosened enough to let something else in. The Wayfarer doesn't need more research. They need one real experience. The second gift is dual vision. The Wayfarer has 1 foot in the practical and 1 foot in the transformational. Now, this is usually experienced as tension. do I do the ayahuasca journey or do I go see the functional medicine doctor, as an example? It's a form of perception that neither purely practical nor purely transformational. I said that. In practice, though, the wayfarer already knows that neither of those is the right answer. The supplement protocol isn't the whole answer, and the retreat alone won't fix the physiology. They have arrived through lived experience at the understanding that both layers make a difference. Most people spend years developing that integration. The wayfarer is standing at that point. Gift three, the posture of not knowing. The wayfarer generally doesn't know the answer. That sounds like a liability, but it's actually a rarity. Most people are operating from a framework that feels more certain than it actually is. That certainty creates momentum, but it also creates blind spots. The wayfarer's openness means they are less defended against what doesn't fit their current model. They're less likely to dismiss the thing that might actually help them because it doesn't match the category that they've already decided they needed. In the depth healing traditions, contemplative and clinical, this willingness to not know is considered foundational. You cannot fully receive what you are certain you already understand. At some point, uncertainty stops being openness and becomes avoidance with better language. Not know only has value if it eventually allows contact with the truth, its beginner's mind. I've seen that before. If the not knowing has been producing the same unresolved pull for years, it's not a spiritual posture. It's holding pattern with the story attached. These gifts are real. They're only available if the wayfarer is actually crossing, though. In a loop, this permeability becomes the distraction. Dual vision becomes paralysis. Not knowing becomes identity. The wayfarer does not need another framework. More information about what options are, more podcasts, more books, more research, these feed the loop often instead of breaking it. What they need is a direct experience. The direction of the wayfarer's healing cannot be decided intellectually. It has to be felt. And it can only be felt inside a real encounter, one where the body is engaged, not just the mind, something the body can register to and respond to. This is why I created The Signal Revealed. Most people listening to this episode already have insight about what is happening, whether you scored on the wayfarer or not, by the way. More insight isn't what's missing. What's missing is movement, and movement comes from an encounter, not from analysis. What changes when the signal changes is not just self-concept, it is daily life. The relationship you stop tolerating, the work you finally say yes to, the appointment you make instead of put off, the morning that no longer starts with dread. The boundary that used to feel impossible and now is obvious and plain as day. These aren't metaphors. They are what people report when the pattern shifts at the level where it lives. The Signal Revealed is a self-paced mini course with one job, helping you find the signal that has been running your system and give you a direct taste of how Rewrite the Signal works with it. It's not a commitment to a path. It's an encounter to something within yourself. It opens this week, and I have a link in the show notes. So before I close, I want to give you three questions to sit with. This is not to analyze. This is to notice the quality of what arises. When you imagine having fully crossed, committed to a direction, no longer in between, is the feeling relief, or is there something underneath attached to the crossing itself? Think back 6 months. What was the central uncertainty you were carrying Is it the same question as you have now? Same weight? Same unresolved pull? Or has it changed somehow? And the last one, what would you need to experience? Not understand, not research, but feel in your body any real encounter to know what direction your healing wants to go. That last question is worth staying with, because the wayfarer's clarity doesn't come from thinking harder. It comes from encountering something real in your body and noticing what your body does with that. You are not lost. You are between maps. The question is whether you're moving through the territory or whether the territory has quietly become home. That's what I have for you today. And as a reminder, if you haven't taken the quiz, you can check it out. It's in the show notes, but you can see it on my website. And I'll have a new homepage up soon, so it'll be on the homepage. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.